heard that old skin flint finally...
Finally kicked the bucket.
And this expression, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
And the
what
place,
killed him.
The place where people are buried, that's a...
cemetery.
Any other words?
Burying ground.
You hear graveyard?
Graveyard.
And the box that the person's buried in.
Coffin.
And the ceremony you say you're going to is...
the funeral.
What about people who are dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
If somebody met you on an average day and asked you, well, how are you doing? What would you probably say?
Say, I'm fine, thank you.
And say if somebody's troubled, you might say, well, it's going to be all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
Do you have a name for a disease that attacks the joints?
Arthritis. Rheumatism.
Is there a difference?
Yes, I think there's a difference in it.
And this is a disease that children used to die from. They get these sores.
Diphtheria.
That was quick. Okay. And a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice. Now yeah. They call it something else. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know what it is. If you get a severe pain right here, you might be having an attack of...
appendicitis.
And if you ate something that disagreed with you and it had to come back up, you'd say you had to...
vomit.
Any other words?
Throw up. Regurgitate.
Now, among those words, vomit, throw up, and regurgitate, are any of them joking words or unpleasant words or just neutral words to you?
Well, I think they're all about the same.
All about the same. Yeah. Any word for that would be kind of crude to you?
Puke.
Okay.
I can't think of anything more repulsive.
Okay. Somebody who's sick that way, you would say he was sick.
On his stomach.
Okay. All right. Talking about courtship, if a boy keeps going over to see the same girl pretty regularly and he's getting serious about her, what would you say he's doing?
They're dating steadily. Going steady.
What about the word courting?
Courting.
Still
hear
that?
That's an old word. You don't hear that much anymore.
And he would be her?
Boyfriend, fiance.
And she would be his?
His fiance.
I never use it. I just say girl.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay. And if the boy comes in at night and he's got lipstick all over him, his little brother sees him, he says, uh-huh.
You've been smooching.
What about if if he asks her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, he'd say she did what to him?
She jilted him.
But if she didn't jilt him...
They used to say that she kicked him.
Kicked him?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To mean turn him down?
She turned him down. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say if she accepted him, maybe they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay. Do you have a name for the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
What about the woman who stands with the bride?
Bridesmaid or matron of honor.
Around here, did you ever hear of any kind of noisy ceremony that went on?
Yeah, they used to call that serenading them.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in on one of them?
No. That was before my time.
Do you know what all they did?
Well, they'd just go around the house and beat buckets and shoot guns and anything to disturb them.
Ever heard that called a chivalry?
No.
Just serenade.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Say, if somebody's having a party in the neighborhood and it gets a little noisy, somebody might call the police. And they come over. They don't arrest just one person. They arrest the...
all of them.
Or the what?
The group. The gang.
Okay. Do you ever say the whole gang?
The whole gang, yeah.
Okay.